All this was presumably prompted by the 20-page letter Smartmatic's lawyers sent to Fox 8 days earlier, detailing a concerted disinformation campaign against Smartmatic on Fox airwaves. Soon, two other Fox hosts mentioned in the letter would broadcast the same Perez video. Fox wasn't the only network involved. The conservative cable channels, Newsmax and One American News Network, which have been trying to outflank Fox by voicing even more outlandish conspiracy theories, also received legal threats. And the Newsmax anchor, John Tobacco, soon announced that the channel would like to clarify its news coverage of Smartmatic. But such clarifications evidently made little impression on the believers who, a few weeks later, stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to prevent the certification of the election results, leaving conservative media with a question even more vexing and consequential than how to respond to the threat of a libel lawsuit. How far could it really follow its audience? Ideologically minded news organizations traditionally do well when their political rivals occupy the White House. MSNBC saw its ratings spike during George W. Bush's presidency and again during Trump's. During Barack Obama's administration, Fox News rose to new rating heights as it devoted countless hours to supposed scandals. Solyndra, the bankrupted California solar energy company, the IRS, accused of targeting conservative groups for scrutiny, Benghazi. But the even more outlandish Obama-era claims tended to get significantly less airtime on Fox. It was Donald Trump, during his guest appearances on Fox and Friends and other Fox shows, who banged the drum of birtherism. The network's own stars largely steered clear. When conspiracy theorists claimed online that Obama planned to use a military training operation to declare martial law in Texas, Fox covered the kerfuffle mostly to dismiss or even mock it. The network understood that it could spend all day pushing scandals, even tendentious ones, but there was still something left better to the wilder precincts.